Welcome to Audacity Works, a podcast inspired by and dedicated to the working artist, the creative entrepreneur, and generally, doing the damn thing. This exists on the premise that the world belongs to those who have the audacity to believe that their lives have value. This is for you. Welcome to Audacity Works. I am your host, Rachel Strickland, and this is episode number 74, and it's all about the sublime and cosmic act of creating something from nothing, and things that you need to be able to do that. But first, tiny update. It is almost time for Woo Corner to come out. April 1st is right around the corner. If you don't know what I'm talking about, in December of 2023, I pulled a tarot card for every month of the year, specifically for my email list, because I love my email list. I love my email list. And once a month, I interpret a card, the same card that I drew back in December, and tell you all about it. And it's called Woo Corner, and I like to operate in functional woo. So that'll be coming out in just a few days. The link to sign up will be in the show notes. That's also, like, my email list is the best place to be if you want to learn from me, if you're looking for deadlines, or you want to hear about fails from my life or things that are happening. That's the place to be. So in the show notes is where that's going to be. I also just wanted to say thank you to the 13 souls that came out for the Buttermelt Workshop that took place locally here in Charleston on Sunday. It's the first time I've offered a workshop here in Charleston since I've lived here. And that's been 5 years. But as Maestro says, the magic of being in the room. Oh, the room has magic in it. And y'all were spectacular. Thank you so much. I reckon I'm going to be doing that some more. And if you are local to Charleston, send me a message. Send me a message. I want to know who you are. But truly, the magic of creation and of creating in a room with other people who are also trying to create something from nothing, it's very profound. And the thing that made me want to talk about this today on the podcast wasn't even a question that I got. It's because we're in week 3 of the Audacity Project and cycle 26. I am asking them, what is the thing that you create? What is the thing that you're offering? The thing that you maybe are selling, maybe you're giving. But it's the reason that we come into creative practice. So what is on the menu? And that always brings up just a lot of questions. And not even questions, it's more like getting dropped into the ocean, being like, there you go, enjoy the swim. I was, well, what do I do? Like, there's no framework, and there isn't. So let's see if we can maybe try on a little bit of a framework and see if that gives any of you some support on your journeys creating something out of nothing. Regardless of whatever it is that you're creating, in my estimation, there are 3 components to creating anything. 3 things that you need to have. And those 3 things are vision, resources, and skill. I think I have mentioned this before, but vision, resources, and skill. Let's take those babies one at a time. Vision, the most important one to me personally, because you can't do shit without vision. The vision is, what is it? What is the thing? You want to write a book? Are you making like a comic, a zine? Are you making an aerial act? Are you making a one-woman show? Are you making a complete theatrical overhaul of your whole life? Full cast? I don't know. What are you making? That's the vision. What does it look like? And here are some questions just for you to play with along the way. What color is it? If you could lick it, what would it taste like? What does it smell like? If the thing that you want to create were riding a public bus, what kind of passenger would they be? How long is it? How do you hope it makes other people feel? How do you hope you feel while you're creating it? And how do you hope you'll feel after it's done, if it's ever done? What are we going to use as the metric for success? So, like, this worked. This is a successful creative endeavor. I would argue that all creative endeavors are successful, even the failures, because you learn so much more from failure than you do from success. But I do think it's really important to decide on the metric for yourself about it. Like, did this work for me or did it not? And knowing that going into it. But mostly we're just trying to get to know the creation. Like, what are we making? How long is it? What does it sound like? What are your favorite parts about it? What about your creation do you find fascinating? What about your creation do you find terrifying? What about your creation do you find boring? Just for shits and giggles, I'm going to write all the questions that I just came up with in the show notes if you want to copy paste, because I was just thinking that that sounded like fun to do that during morning pages, is to just take those questions and play with them. So I will do that. I'll put that in the show notes. So if you want to answer them, you can. So things to note when we're at the vision part of vision, resource, and skill, the three things that you need before you can make anything. When we're in the vision quadrant, troublesome things that happen. One, you edit. This is not the place for editing. Getting your vision down on paper, even a messy version of it, doing some finger paintings about it, trying to get your vision out of your skull and onto some sort of flesh and blood thing that you can show to someone else. Be like, this is what I have in mind. Because that's probably going to happen at some point. But editing has no place in this part of the process. As we tend to, I see it happen quite a lot, people edit as something is coming out of their mouths. It's like the words are forming in their mouths and they're editing them right there. And that's not the time for editing. And the reasons are understandable. You know, one, they want to be realistic, right? They're like, I want to do like a copy of the Eras Tour. Like, probably not going to have the funding to do a copy of the Eras Tour. So they start editing right away, but it's still not time. It's not time for editing. We want to give this a chance to get all the way out of the birth canal, so to speak, before we start chopping it up. Oh, that was terribly visceral. It's okay. Anyway, we're just going to move on with that picture hanging in the balance. So don't edit while you're trying to get your vision conveyed and developed to yourself or to someone else. Do not edit. The other reason that people try to edit is not only do they want to be realistic, but they don't want to be cringe. I cannot stress this enough. Lean into the cringe. Be full cringe. Or as we were saying at the IDF last year, go full wanker. Like, oh, I don't want to be wanky about it. No, be wanky about it. Go full wanker. You can edit later. That's what editing is for. Right now, we want to give this a chance to get this first disgusting, sloppy first draft with all of its flaws. Just let it be born. Editing can happen later. Shouldn't be editing while something's coming out of the birth canal. Oh, that is my official advice. Go full wanker, lean into the cringe. Moving on, let's talk resources. First thing everyone thinks of, money. Yeah, it's a thing. I read somewhere a couple days ago that you can't make anything without money. That's not true. You can make things without money. But you're limited, and a lot of the things that we want to make, especially as we develop as artists and we become adults and then we become older adults, we're like, I want to make bigger things and I want to make things under these parameters, and that will take money. So where are we going to get money? Well, that's a very good question. One of the places that you can get money is to self-fund your own productions or your own creative practice. Another option is to use other people's money in terms of crowdfunding. I think the golden age of crowdfunding was almost a decade ago, maybe even a little further. It's still around. It's still a way to fund work. I wouldn't tell anyone to discount it. It's just one more way that you can do that. That really deserves its own podcast. If it's something that you're interested in, let me know. I'm happy to do one. You can also get funding from a body of some kind, a government body or an organizational body that provides funding for creatives. But what I really wanted to touch on here isn't a podcast about how to fund your artwork. It is a podcast about the three things that you need to make artwork, which is vision, resources, and skill. And resources does not only refer to money. Money is just math, right? We can get money. We can get money. We can make money. But let's talk about the other things that resources refers to. And the most valuable one to me is people. Who is your dream team? And maybe you don't need a dream team, maybe not yet. This is important to think about when you're still at the beginning. Like, does this need to be a solitary endeavor? Can you use support along the way? And what kind of support is actually going to be useful to you? Like, who is the dream team? Who is the editor? Who's the cheerleader? Who's the script supervisor, etc.? Another resource often overlooked is venue. What's the venue? If you need space to create, and most people do, what kind of space do you need? Like, I've talked about this a lot recently because I have recently found some beautiful space to create in. Thank you, Amber of Cherry Bomb's Pole Studios. And that is a resource that not having severely limited my ability to move forward with my work. And now that resource is there, and I can tell you, it is spectacular. So venues. What kind of venue do you need to create the piece? What kind of venue do you need to perform the piece? And that's just for performing arts. Let's say writers. What kind of space do you need to write in? Like, seriously, do you need a closet with no sunlight coming in and soundproofing? Do you need to go buy one of those sheds from Costco and like stick a heater in it and just put it in your yard? Or rent a friend's pantry for, I don't know, 5 hours a week, just somewhere that you can be alone? So when it comes to resources, I don't want you to just think about physical spaces and people that are in the creation with you as far as, you know, co-characters, co-creators, and money, but also what kind of expertise are you going to need periodically along the way? This is where being an island can become really troublesome, because you're like, oh yes, I'll just learn how to sew and then I'll make all my own costumes. Come on, do you really need to learn an entire new skill that's a job description on its own? Or can you use someone else's expertise to help you? It could be very, very useful to know your own limitations here and the things that don't interest you and that you don't really want to learn because that's not where your talents lie. That's great. Use someone else's talent. What kind of resources do you need? And lastly, skill. Skill is, in my estimation, the most negotiable of all of these things. You can make things with vision and resources and have no skill. I've seen it done plenty of times. So have you. But I know that a lot of us would like for our work to be of a high quality and a high skill level. Sometimes we'll succeed in that. Sometimes we won't. But that's all skill is. It is the most negotiable, and it is just relating to the ability to do the thing. If your skill level is not as high or as developed as your sense of vision, it's not rocket science. You just get some coaching. Get a teacher. Go take a course. Learn something. Get better. But I also want you to be wary of this because, like, what's good enough? Do we even need to talk about what a spiral that is? Well, I'm not good enough. When I'm good enough, I'll make a show. Come on. Good enough for what? People are already making shows that are like 5 years behind you. When I'm good enough, I'll write a book. Oh, you won't. You won't do it. Just write a book while you're still bad. It's fine. How do you think you get good? And I know I'm being lackadaisical about that, or dismissive. Because honestly, I truly believe that skill is the most easily negotiable of all of these things. Resources and vision, those are less mathematical at times. Skill is just, you know, not good at the thing, do more of it. Not good at it yet, do it more. Make bad things. It's fine to make bad things. It's actually quite imperative to make bad things. And that's a really rough estimate of the three things that you need to create something out of nothing: vision, resources, and skill. Now, in the Audacity Project, I have like an epidemic amount of recovering perfectionists, and some of them wouldn't even say that they're recovering. They're like, I'm not ready to recover yet. I'm still want to be a perfectionist, but it is just so exhausting for them to get moving. I'm not even talking about this current cycle, right? I'm talking about all of them. And I know a lot of artists. I don't just coach artists. I'm friends with artists. I am an artist. And it's nothing new to say perfectionism is insidious. It's an insidious beast. And it's dressed up in its Sunday best because Western culture is like, oh, perfectionism, that means high quality. No, it doesn't. It means nothing's happening. But I did get asked at the workshop on Sunday, what can I do when perfectionism sinks its teeth into me? And it's irritating how simple my answer is, but I do stand by it. And this is what I said to her, is the only medicine I know for getting over perfectionism is to go make a big mess on purpose. You know, burn the toast, make something bad. Just do it and see that nothing bad is going to happen to you. Like, you're not going to die. That sometimes if we've been sequestered in perfectionism long enough, we do need a reminder that we are human and we are going to fuck up. And no, it's not going to be perfect. And are you going to die? No, you're not going to die. Not because of your bad artwork anyway. But, and I know that if you've been following me for a while, you're probably sick of hearing me say it, but I'm never going to stop saying it. Action is the cure for what ails you. Just do something. Make something. Make a mess. Get in there. Fuck it all up. Just do something. Action is the cure for what ails you. Theory, not going to be helpful. I'm looking at the time. Do you know I could talk about this for another 20 minutes? And I may at some point. If you have questions or something floats to the surface after hearing this, I'd love to hear about it. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Strickland Creative or on Patreon at Rachel Strickland Creative. This podcast is powered by Patreon, and an extra special, fuzzy, warm, and squeaky thank you to my patrons for standing next to me and hearing all of my words, so many words, and making this podcast and so much more possible for me. Thank you so much. This would not exist without you. If you have ideas for future episodes, I'd love to hear them. You know where to find me. And don't forget, Woo Corner is coming out in a couple of days, so check the show notes for that link, and I will see you in your inbox. So go on and get your vision, resources, and skill, and go make a big mess. Don't go back to sleep.